The district came under fire in January when cafeteria workers threw out the lunches of students who had negative account balances. The school's cafeteria manager and the district's child nutrition department head were placed on paid administrative leave for several days and have since been reinstated. But district officials have yet to say who made the decision to take the lunches and what actions should be taken against those responsible. Heather Bennett, vice president of the Salt Lake City School Board, says an outside audit into the incident should ease concerns.
It has become clear that there are some individuals who still are not satisfied, so we think it's important to initiate this audit to make sure that we can do the best we can to ensure the public trust.
Bennett says the board will likely take a look at the internal investigation, voice any concerns about the process, and consider the details related to an external audit, including the potential cost.
Typically, we don't take votes in our study sessions, so moving forward, I think we'll just take the temperature of the board and see what kind of how we might then proceed to get this resolved as quickly as possible.
District officials have apologized for the incident, and they've changed the lunch policy to serve all students full meals, including students who have negative account balances. They say they've also forbid cafeteria workers from discussing account balances with students. Whitney Evans, KUER News.